the famous Perush of Rashi in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Imbechu Kosai Teilechu, V'yes Mitzvosai Tishmeru V'asisem Osam, Rashi says, if Mitzvosai Tishmeru V'asisem Osam is already keeping all the mitzvos, what's added by Imbechu Kosai Teilechu? And Rashi says, She'tiyu Ameilim Batorah, to work hard in Torah. What's unique about Ameilim Batorah? Or Achayim HaKadosh points out right in this Pasuk that the Chiddush V'Ameilim Batorah is that one might have thought that just a matter of result. You have to know Torah. Yeah, now you're ignorant. You have to learn, amass knowledge of a certain number of facts. So Rashi's telling you no. Amelim b'Torah means even if you know Torah, you still have to keep learning again and again just for the experience of learning Torah. You still have to be excited as if kol yom b'nech kadoshim. And conversely, he quotes the Midrash Rabbah that why did Hashem gozer that people would learn Torah and forget? He says, so that people should always have a bren and be able to be excited about learning. If you remembered everything, okay, there's a lot to learn there, but I guess if we remembered everything we learned, eventually we would just get bored, we'd know everything, we'd get sick of it, and wouldn't be excited to learn anymore. Fascinatingly, according to this Midrash Rabbah, it's worth it for Hashem to make us forget what we learned so that we could learn it again with more b'cheshek, with more excitement, even though we'll end up learning less Torah. We'll end up knowing less Torah. Right? He could have just made us remember it, and then we wouldn't have been so excited anymore. He said, we'll know less and be more excited. Apparently, for Hashem, what's important is to amelim Torah, not necessarily how much Torah we know. Obviously, it's important to know as much Torah as you're capable of knowing, but the experience of learning Torah and the excitement of learning Torah and getting into the learning. There's a famous vart from the Chafetz Chaim that we say in a siyum. Anu amelim v'hein amelim. Anu amelim kalim v'schar v'hein amelim v'hein kalim v'schar. Right? We work and they work. Right? We work and get schar and they work and don't get schar. What do you mean they work and don't get schar? We work and we get schar. I mean, we work at learning. That's why you say to see them. And we get schar. So other people work. They don't work at learning. They work at business, whatever it may be. They also get schar. Right? If someone works in a job, they get a different schar. I understand. We work at learning and we get schar in Olam Haba. Other people work in business and they get schar in dollars and cents in Olam Hazeh. But how can we say they don't get schar? So the Chafetz Chaim says, no, you have to be daik in the lashon. Out there in the business world, if you succeed, you make money. And if you don't succeed, then you don't make money. Right? Anu amelim kalim l'schar. We learn Torah, whether we know all the Torah in the end or not. Whether we get the exact right pshat or not. Whether we become a bucky b'shas or we don't. We get schar for the amelos. But hey, my man, le'im l'kam l'schar. Out there in the secular world, you get schar for results, but you don't get schar for hard work. If you do everything right in business and you work your tail off and somehow the deal goes sour and you're in the wrong place in the wrong time, you get no schar whatsoever. You can even end up losing the money you started with. Oh no, we get schar for the amelos. They don't get schar for the amelos. And this is the Or HaChaim, imbechu kosai teilechu, that Hashem's intro. Of course Hashem wants us to know Torah. But apparently, even more than he wants us to know Torah, he wants us to have the experience of learning Torah, just the encounter with Torah, the encounter with Dvar Hashem, and being meshabed ourselves to Torah, and be excited to learn more and more about the Torah is even more important than our knowledge. Perhaps you can even add, although he takes it in a slightly different direction, he says, why is it called b'chukosai, a chok? Chok meaning something we don't understand. And the Or HaChaim says, because we would think, if we're just logically, what's important is just to know the Torah in the end, like to pass the test in the end. You know, like to get a certificate, a degree, as it were. It's a chok, something we don't necessarily understand. We don't understand how wonderful Torah is. We don't understand the effect learning Torah has on someone. As a chok, it's more important to learn Torah even than to know it in the end. Perhaps we can add another layer of meaning to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Chok is miloshon chakika, engraving. Right? You want to know, b'chukosai, what engraves the Torah? What engraves something on your heart? What engraves something in your heart? Does knowing things engrave something in your heart? It certainly does. What I know is engraved in my heart. But even more so, what I'm excited to learn, what I get into learning, what I have an experience of encounter with and struggling and going back and forth in the geshmak of learning, that creates an even deeper engraving in my heart. So perhaps that's another layer of meaning. Ultimately, the real effect of Torah on us is not just whether we end up getting 100 on the Bechina or not, whether we end up becoming a Gadol Ador or not, but whether we really end up feeling the sweetness of Torah and feeling the power of Torah in our hearts, which changes us and makes us different kind of people, makes us B'nai Torah. That's what's most important to Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.